In the 1990s, several North Shore organizations banded together to create a new festival focusing on the arts. What they started, the Three Rivers Art Festival, is now in its 17th year. Diane Winston is the festival's chairman.
We started out with a couple of dozen booths, perhaps, a lot of local artists, including the New Orleans area. And now we have 400 people applied, artists applied, for only 200 spots and of this juried art show. And I would estimate this year perhaps we have 20 to 25 states represented. We have them from Maine to the Pacific Northwest, from Florida to California.
Most festivals in Louisiana have an art tent. At Three Rivers, the art takes center stage.
While we do have music and all manner of things related to arts and humanities, it is about the arts and humanities. We want this clearly to be identified as an arts festival. We support the artists. We do a lot with the student and children's area that just isn't exposing them to performance and other art kind of venues, but actually has them interact.
Diane says the North Shore was a natural home for this festival because of the diversity of talent already living here.
We have songwriters and musicians and jewelry making and woodworkers all over the North Shore. And we have. That's been our history. We didn't have to manufacture an arts community. It existed. And now we're one of the best festivals in Louisiana. Some would say the region.
Jamie Owens is a local artist who was selected to create the piece for this year's festival poster. Jamie studied art and graphic design in school, but economic necessity drove him to open a sign shop. It was in his shop one day, playing with vinyl scraps, that Jamie stumbled upon his signature style.
My medium is unique, for one. You know, I don't know anybody else sitting there with a razor blade cutting up scrap pieces of vinyl and sticking them on. I weave in reflective film, which is on fire trucks and police cars and ambulances. So I call it art in two great lights because you can look at it normal and it looks one way, but when you hold it with a light about eye level, certain elements glow just like it would if you pulled up on a police car at night.
When Jamie sought inspiration for the poster, he didn't have to look beyond one of the local merchants on Columbia Street, the main Covington roadway occupied by the festival.
The event poster has a lot of symbolic things. I really did a lot of research and I found out a lot of historical things about Covington that I haven't known. And everything in there has meaning as far as what's going on in the actual artwork. It's I call it encompassing silhouettes. It's basically a group of people in Covington kind of protecting over H.J. Smith & Sons Museum, which was one of the last buildings standing in a historical fire in the past. They had several firefighters get between the burning building and the museum and held up tin to deflect the heat to be able to fight the fire. So I thought it was important to show, you know, one of the last remaining original businesses in Covington and put my modern, colorful spin on it with my vinyl work.
Jamie is still a relative newcomer as professional artists go. As such, he recognizes the tremendous value of being an exhibitor at the Three Rivers Art Festival.
If you love art and you love to create it, I would say give it a shot. It can never hurt to just get out and expose your art to the world because you never know what's going to happen.
The Three Rivers Art Festival will be held during the day on November 9th and 10th this year in downtown Covington, and admission is free. For more information about how to get involved in the festival as an artist or as a volunteer, visit wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm George Bonnet.